Hello and welcome to the Healthy Pregnancy Revolution. My name is Stephanie. I'm here with Elan Zelinka. Elan is a self-expression and sexual empowerment coach who specializes in helping individuals embody their most authentic, confident selves in life, relationships, and in business. While she works with women to cultivate a deeper sense of safety from within, she also focuses on helping them explore their edges to uncover and discover their true personal power. Her transformational work will take you through a journey of releasing shame and insecurities to living a life full of pleasure, genuine connection, and empowerment. How beautiful. Hi, Elan. Welcome.
Hi. So excited to be here.
Yes. So, what do you feel from your perspective of sexual healing and empowerment is the most important thing a woman can do to prepare for a healthy pregnancy?
Yeah. So I think the number one thing, and this may come as a surprise in talking about empowerment and healing from this perspective, but really being able to cultivate a felt sense of safety in the body, I think is going to be the number one thing that is going to help on the journey of having a healthy pregnancy. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about in cultivating a felt sense of safety in the body, then this is especially important. When we are going through any time that is different, let's say in our life, and I would say pregnancy is one of those cases, we're going through so many changes in our body, but we're also going through so much mental and emotional change that it's really important to be able to anchor safety in our body, to be able to relax viscerally and to settle into the experience. Because when we are not feeling safe in our body, and when we're just being, you know, swayed and taken, you know, here and there and stretched in so many places, that feeling of instability or that feeling, because there's so much change going on, can contribute to the anxiety. It can contribute to fear and worry and so much like chaos in your internal world, which we don't want. We don't want to feel that chaos. There's already so much going on with the pregnancy, with, you know, life and all of the things that life has to bring, that you want to be able to feel at home in your body still. You want to be able to feel safe and comfortable and relaxed in your body. So I think that that is really the number one thing to prepare for a healthy pregnancy. And with that, I think there's an element of, you know, body image and body confidence that goes along with that. So when you're feeling safe and you feel comfortable with yourself, that really makes the process a lot easier. And that's really the empowerment aspect, the empowerment piece of like, yes, I am releasing an old identity, but I still get to maintain a sense of individuality throughout the process. And there's that balance, right? Like, I think for so many new mothers, we just dive into motherhood and we dive into doing everything for the baby and we lose ourselves in that process. And while that is so important, being able to take care of the baby and being able to make sure all of the things are in place to have a healthy pregnancy, it's also so important to maintain your own identity, maintain your own individuality, because ultimately that is the most, not only empowered thing that you can do for yourself, but you're already setting a healthy example for your future child while it's growing in the womb.
I love that you approach the sense of safety before empowerment, because to me, empowerment's a very masculine thing. It's like, I'm strong and I'm, you know, you feel empowered and that's amazing. And that's great. I love feminine empowerment. I'm all about it. But you really kind of like put a key in to unlock nearly to me, like getting into true empowerment. You first need to go into that place of calm and safety, and you can't be, you know, if we go back into the ancient times of fight or flight, we're like running and fleeing because we don't feel safe. You can't go into a place of empowerment. You're going there from fear, I almost feel like, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think to hit on what you were saying with empowerment being a masculine, I think that is that's really just been a paradigm that we have been taught or kind of conditioned from our society to think of as empowerment. But I think, and I feel that real power can be very soft. Real empowerment is a feminine softening. It is the vulnerability. It is that energy as well. So both go hand in hand. I mean, both exist.
That's so true. You're right. Because then on that coin, I've heard people say that like women actually hold all the power, like in our womb, and we're literally like the creators of life, right? So there's so much power there. How do we tap into that empowerment in our wombs and what we carry within us in a feminine way?
Being present with our womb, being fully present with our, not only our womb, but our creativity, with our sexuality. And this is something that I learned throughout my own process of just like, okay, how do I actually heal my sexuality, but how do I also tap into that life force energy and be with it? And I think something that's really potent that you can do as well is just to start a dialogue, to really actually talk to your womb and ask it questions. Ask, what do you need? How can I be there for you? Like, what needs to be expressed? Because on an emotional level, we go about our life so much in our heads. We're like in our heads all the time, logistically trying to map things out and figure things out. But the body's journey, this is about the body. Our life is about our body's journey of healing, and especially bringing a life into the world. It's like, there's so much growth and evolution happening at an accelerated rate. So being able to be present with the creation that wants to come through is everything. It's everything. And it kind of ties into our intuition as well, because when we're able to sit and be present with our gut and with our womb, we're also listening to the intuitive nudges that are coming through that, again, are very soft. They're just like little whispers that come through, but they're so powerful.
You touched on healing our sexuality through that as well. Could you elaborate on what that means? I think for myself and a lot of women, I can say, I feel like I probably need to do that, but what exactly does it mean?
Healing your sexuality. I think there's a lot of different, ways or a lot of different topics that kind of go into healing your sexuality, whether that is on a personal level, healing from past traumas that you may have experienced, sexual trauma, assault, things of that nature. But you don't have to have big trauma to heal your sexuality. I think that in general, for like 99.999% of women and just people in general, whether you're a woman or not, we all have healing to do with our sexuality, because there is so much that has been fed to us throughout the years of what sex should look like, what sex is, what romance is. And you have everything from the media, and you have that fairy tale type of idea of what that looks like. And then you have the over-sexualization of our culture, which plays a huge role. And I just side tangent, I fully believe that the reason why we have such an overtly sexualized society is because we haven't normalized having true education around sex. Mm-hmm. And so it's become this hush-hush taboo topic that nobody wants to talk about. And because of that, very unhealthy forms of sex become expressed because mm-hmm. of the unhealed trauma. So there's that. And then within the healing, there is also exploration. So I think these two kind of go hand in hand of exploration happens as you heal, and as you heal, exploration happens. So allowing yourself, going back to the safety piece, the safety being the first aspect, feeling safe in your body to then do like explore your edges a little and do things outside of your comfort zone, try new things, explore, is such a beautiful experience to have. And I think it really lends to your personal freedom, and it also lends to more confidence and increased libido, increased self-image, all of the things.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking back on trauma, I know it can be a sensitive and complex topic for so many women to talk about, but what are your thoughts on healing our personal traumas as it relates to preparing their body for a healthy pregnancy?
Yeah, so healing our trauma on a personal level, I don't know if you're familiar with the quote, but it's something like, you know, if you want to change the world, change yourself, or if you want to bring healing to the world, heal yourself. And it's so true, because as we heal ourselves, we are healing generational patterns and cycles. From a scientific level, so let me put this into, try to formulate this into a sentence. Three generations of women all share the same biological environment, right? So if and when your grandmother was pregnant with your mother, the precursor cell of the egg that you were developed from is present within that, within your grandma, right? So you shared the same environment. And because of that, not only are you passing on the DNA of all of the emotional turmoil that happened, but you are three times more likely to develop PTSD as a response to the traumas that your grandparents were experiencing in their lifetime. Yeah. So the potency and the ripple effect and the impact of healing your own personal trauma truly breaks cycles for your future generations, for your child and your child's child. So it is so important that we do this work for ourselves, for our own freedom and liberation, but also for our little babies, for our future children. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I embarked on this to share the message about how we could really change our DNA and maybe even crazy wild dreams eradicate, you know, diseases and complications because one generation's improving their nutrition over the next. But you take it to a whole new level in integrating what, you know, the traumas that I experienced as a teenager and how they may be affecting my daughter and her daughter. Isn't that wild to think about? I mean, it's so true. We can change the world with this.
Yeah. Yeah. The emotional, like, we don't think that our own emotional state has anything to do with anybody else. But right. I mean, from a more spiritual level, like, we are all one and we're all connected and everything is cause and effect. So yes, our emotional state does matter. And our trauma that we have experienced, the things that have happened to us or that we've happened that we hold a lot of shame or guilt around, mm-hmm. that carries through unless it's properly dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Speaking on the spiritual and that we're all connected, you mentioned that when we're communicating with our womb, we're calling in baby and obviously communicating with our womb and even before baby, but how can we do that more? What does that mean? Could you elaborate more on like calling in baby and communicating?
Yeah. Yeah. So the connection of the mother and the baby is unlike any other connection that exists in the universe, right? On one hand, you are co-creating a new life to begin on this earth plane. And at the same time, the fetus is growing and is developing itself, which is apart from you. It is its own thing, right? It is its own individual that, you know, will become an individual. So, you know, you can speak, you can communicate even telepathically with your child in the womb. And so it's just kind of going back to when we really focus on healing our emotional state, like the emotions that we're feeling in pregnancy are being communicated to the child. So the more that you are in distress and, you know, overwhelm and fear, and if your external environment is chaotic, going back to that, like, your baby is going to feel that, mm-hmm. and it's going to absorb all of that. So if you can have a dialogue or an internal conversation with your womb and with the baby that is growing inside of you, then you can absolutely like have a co-creation that just feels alive, that feels beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so beautiful. How can we infuse more pleasure into the process of conceiving and transitioning into motherhood, becoming a mama?
Infusing more pleasure. Well, pleasure is my jam. I teach a lot on pleasure. And I want to first touch on pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain are two sides of the same coin. And they are the same receptors in your brain that just get sorted and the meaning is assigned differently in your brain, but really it's the same sensation.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think in the process of becoming pregnant or in the process of pregnancy, it's just in life in general, it's really important to be aware of the pain that you're experiencing in the process, because we all want to avoid pain. We're all trying to avoid it and run away from it. And like, I don't want that. But that's how we experience more pleasure.
Wow. Is
allowing ourselves to experience truly and lean into the pain of our experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. That hit me. Like, I kind of want more painful. Like, that sounds terrible. You know, I know what you mean. We go through things with relationships and loved ones and you don't want it. Why does it have to hurt so bad? Why do we have to go through this? But we don't see the rainbow that's coming and that we can experience more pleasure after we've gone through those painful experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as deep as it is wide, you know, and it truly is the contrast and the duality of life that allows you to feel the highs of the highs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to redefine and reassociate what pain means for you is a huge part of that process. And also allowing yourself to open up to receiving more pleasure at the same time. Because I think that's also a discomfort that many of us have, is like, there's something wrong. We've been taught that there's something wrong with pleasure, that it's either sinful or that it's just, you know, not good to, it's it gluttonous, or it's like just something bad to experience.
Right.
So, or to experience too much of it.
Right.
So we close ourselves off to feeling good because mm-hmm. there's that like story of, I need to struggle in order to feel, worthy of having something good in the end. But why can't mm-hmm. the whole process be joyful? Why can't the whole process mm-hmm. have pleasure infused in it? So practical things to include more pleasure in the process is, first and foremost, creating an environment around you that does feel good, that feels nice, you know, whether that is surrounding yourself with flowers and making sure that you're doing that self-care of like buying yourself flowers, taking a bath whenever you can, having materials like soft blankets or silky pillowcases, anything that will make you feel just more, just good, just more pleasurable. The sensuality piece, using your senses, having really nice scents or oils around. These are all things that you can do to infuse more pleasure into the process. And maybe, you know, if this is a thing of like, I'm trying to conceive, I'm trying to get pregnant, then having a ceremony around that, creating a designated area in your house, or creating, even if you don't have room, just creating some place in your bedroom that feels really supportive and safe for you to go to, that feels pleasurable for you to have. So important.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
You know, I know this isn't exactly what you mean by the pleasure and the pain being on the same side of the coin, but do you feel like, how can women, we've heard, I'm sure all of us have heard how some women say they have an orgasmic birth and it was just pleasure throughout. Can they tap into that? Is that kind of what you're referring to in one sense? I know.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that earlier when I was talking and I didn't bring it up. But yes, you can absolutely, and this is the reassociation of the pain. It's like a runner's high, you know, when you're working really hard, you're working your body really hard for so long, the endorphins will kick in and then you'll just feel that elated feeling. Yeah. It really is the same thing with pleasure and pain. And, you know, this is a different talk for a different day, but going into like our sexual exploration and even like kink, BDSM, that type of stuff. The pain aspect, like if you hear about people like wanting like whips and chains and like all of that, the S&M stuff, that is literally the exploration of pain to the end result of pleasure.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, that totally relates.
And I guess women who are exploring that preconception, they're going to be able to flip between those two, flip that coin, as you'd say, even in labor, where something may be painful and they can connect more with the pleasure of it if they've been sort of practicing that before it came time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leaning into the pain and then being with it, being super present with it and feeling into how could I flip this into pleasure, like actual pleasure right now, and just seeing. And, you know, it's a practice. It's not like a switch that turns on and off. But it is something that can happen for sure.
Hmm. So is there anything else you'd like to leave women with today? If they were planning to conceive in the next few months, what would you advise her to go down? What path should she take in finding the safety and empowerment and exploration?
I would say really the biggest thing is diving into intimacy with self. Allowing yourself, giving yourself the opportunity to not only go to the depths of things that need to be healed, and I don't even want to say things that need to be healed, because you don't need to be fixed. There's nothing wrong with you. But just things that intuitively you may feel like you don't want to pass on to your baby. But yeah, really diving into what does it mean to create intimacy with myself? What does it mean to be my own unconditional best friend throughout this whole process? Because there are times, and whether you have a partner who's super supportive or you don't, in either case, there are going to be times where you feel like you're doing this all on your own, that you feel lonely. And it's in those moments that you resource, I am my own best friend and I am with myself and I've got this. Like, that is just going to make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I know we talked about this previously, touching on communicating with partner, and while it's extraordinarily important and incredible if you have that communication and that connection with them, at the end of the day, it's you and baby. Like, when it really comes down to it, I mean, you do need to lean on yourself. And while a relationship is wonderful, that relationship with you is number one, in my opinion. It really is. And then that relationship, and also it's amazing to see these dads who jump in and get up in the middle of the night for feedings. But the reality of it is, you're the one with the tatas. Like, you're the one that's feeding that baby. If it, you know, it was the end of the world and we don't have pumps and bottles, like, it's you and baby. So it is, it's so important to have that connection with yourself. And then, as you spoke about, communicating with your baby, even in the womb, and having that relationship between those two, I feel so good.
Yeah. Yes.
So while we're making this space, as you mentioned, in our homes for connecting with ourselves and loving ourselves and spending time in self-love, you also are providing the audience with a meditation for accessing safety in their body. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So the purpose of this meditation is to actually feel what safety feels like in your body. So it's definitely a relaxation meditation. This is going to help you if you're feeling anxious or if you're just feeling all over the place. And even if you're not, even if you're in a good space, like this is just a wonderful meditation to go back to. But it's a guided visualization. So you'll go through sort of a journey to understanding what that felt sense is like in your body.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us today, Alon. I'm so happy you joined me.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for having me here.